If you've got a clear sky tonight, it might be worth a look up, because along with February's full moon, which is being called the snow moon, there will be two other major events: a deep penumbral lunar eclipse and the pre-dawn flyby of the Green Comet. So let's go to our expert on all things space, Kelly Beatty, senior editor at Sky and Telescope. Kelly, welcome back.
Hey, Peter. Hi.
Hey, so let's start with this penumbral eclipse. If I'm remembering my high school Latin appropriately, this has something to do with a shadow. I guess all eclipses have something to do with a shadow. What is it?
That's right. And lunar eclipses always take place at the full moon. So this is a kind of a tease lunar eclipse. It's not a deep, dark one, no blood moon this time. If you look up in the sky at about 7:45 Eastern time, you can make the time zone correction accordingly, you'll see that there's a kind of dusky shading on the full moon on the top, or maybe the left-hand side, depending on where it is in your sky. And that is the moon going, just skirting the shadow of the Earth, not going through the dark core, but from the sort of skirting, how do I describe it? Yeah. If you were standing on the moon, you would see the sun partially covered by the Earth. So it's kind of, it's not really even a major eclipse, but it's something that will occupy you. You'll know that something is wrong with the moon.
Still interesting.
Yes.
Okay. So speaking of full moons, I've heard something or read something recently that I thought was pretty cool. Every full moon has a name. Is that right?
That's right. More than one in a lot of cases. Sure.
Where does that come from?
So when the pilgrims and other colonists landed here, they encountered the Algonquin Indians, which stretch out to Lake Superior from New England. And they had – their calendar was marked by the passages of full moons. And they gave each one a name so that they could sort of keep track. So the snow moon, obviously, it's in February when the most snow falls.
Feels really right.
Yeah.
Right
the,
now.
The one in January is called the wolf moon, because that's when wolves were often heard to howl with hunger. The one in March is called the worm moon, because that's when the ground starts to get soft and worms start appearing. So there's a sort of nature connection here. And these Algonquin tribes conveyed those names to the pilgrims and the colonists, and they sort of stuck. And so that's where those names came from.
We still use them. Okay, what about this comet? The Green Comet is on its way. We're going to be able to see it, I suppose, very early in the morning, right?
Yeah, Peter, I have a secret for you. Most comets are green. And you can't see it by eye, because your eyes at night don't really see color very well. That green color comes from something called diatomic carbon, which is being given off by the comet, the icy comet nucleus. And this comet has a really long name, Honda Mercos Pajusakova. And I won't ask you to say that three times, but those are the people who discovered it back in 1948. And this comet is coming by about 8 million miles away from the Earth, not particularly close. And honestly, it's not very bright. I went out to look for it this morning. I could not find it in binoculars. Just know that it's out there and whizzing by at about 51,000 miles an hour.
Okay, well, I'm probably going to be asleep, but other people can take a look. Kelly Beatty, senior editor at Sky and Telescope, thank you.
Always a pleasure.